Hello, happy April 17th. It's a snowy day here in Chicago. I am Craig Jenke with another edition. Hey, I know you can't see the snow, but with This Week in Teams.
And I didn't know it snowed in Middle Earth.
And my friend in Chicago. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm coming from the Hobbiton, my hole in Hobbit Town. I think that's where I live. I have no idea. And then also with us, we have Jay Leesk, who is in a factory.
It's good to do This Week in Teams with you again. I had a good week last weekend. A lot came up this week. So let's jump right in. You know what? Let's go out of order, actually. Let's talk about our backgrounds.
Well, that is one of the first things that custom backgrounds were released. It should be widely, but I don't know if they've been fully rolled out to everybody. But Microsoft is giving you ability to blur backgrounds and add some custom. Well, not add custom backgrounds. You can add one of their select backgrounds, but.
So in this case, I've got the select background. They did some, like, the first rollout had, you know, a white wall or a locker room, which I assume is meant to imitate an open concept office. And then all of a sudden they put out a rollout of these cartoonish backgrounds like Mr. Robot over here somewhere.
Yeah, he's so. Right there. Yeah, but what I thought was really interesting about it was, you know, everybody wants to customize everything. It didn't take people very long to figure out how to kind of hack the system and find the temp folder in their files where they could throw in their own background. So if you don't know how to do that, there's plenty of that information out on the internet or on Twitter or a lot of places where people are on Teams, so you can find out to do that. But I have selected to put in one of my favorite stories, The Hobbit, when I was growing up. I think it was my favorite kid's book. I don't know how it became a 3-hour movie or three. I don't know how it became three-hour movies.
Yeah.
I love the little cartoon. That was my favorite thing. So.
Oh, here we go. I'll go back to my old standard. This is my company logo. It's boring, but it's what helps people get through the fact that behind me normally is an incredibly crowded room. So I've gotten many comments on the fan making people sick.
Yeah, I've got that going on. I don't normally have the fan on, but I actually, prior to knowing this came out, I can't even remember how I shut off the... Oh, don't that.
Oh, that's the wrong camera.
That's the wrong camera. We'll see how I... No background, so... there we go. So that's part of my room. I bought the screen thing. Oh, I got to switch to another camera. Let's see if we can do this again. There we go.
I promise we're professionals, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, this is how we do things. So there's my partition that I bought before they came out with backgrounds. So
yep,
it seemed pretty good.
Yeah, no, I like the backgrounds. It's a good feature. I'm waiting for them to put whiteboards so that if you have a touch screen, you can draw on the touch screen and it appears as a background. Anyway,
yeah. So this is the locker room background that you loved. I will say cool. That I thought it was silly, but they are kind of fun, and they have noticed more and more people are using their cameras more. So
yes, absolutely. It's funny. One of my key tricks for dealing with working from home is get that camera on as often as possible. You don't have to have perfect makeup or the perfect clothes. Your hair can be a little messy, but get the camera on and get that personal connection with the people you work with. On a more businessy note from these backgrounds, it's interesting. I was talking with a security customer, and one of the things they were asking about is there a way for the administrator to not only force a blurred background or a specific background, but keep that enforced so that the user can't change it or turn it off? Because they didn't want, you know, someone's whiteboard in the background with some kind of private, confidential, or classified information appearing on the call. And right now, this is a completely user interface, a user-focused interface. It's not something the administrator can focus on, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's true. And not just your customers. I've heard it from several other people, too. How do we put on blurred background by default so I don't have to remember? As a user, I don't have to remember to do it because I don't want people to see my room. I don't want them to see the notes that I have behind me. I don't want to see the equipment. A lot of that's coming from government. Some of it's I've actually seen coming out of Europe with worry about GDPR.
Yep.
That's an interesting concept all itself, because I would think as a user, you would be responsible for that. So,
right.
You know, just making sure that that stuff's not available to be seen. If you have to do something like I did and bought a partition or put up a screen behind you, you know, that would make sense. But interestingly enough, it is a user voice out there. I checked, and we'll have a link to it and you can upvote that. But there's already like 1,000 people who voted for that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Let's get that one out there. That's awesome. There was another user voice that came up similar to the conversation we had last week about breakout rooms. So last week you were talking about how you guys have done it in previous meetings. Can you describe that again?
Yeah. So we joined the meeting, or the way that I've done it is I've joined the meeting, and then there's, you know, so you have the people who are in your meeting. It may have be about 20, 30 people. I have assigned like groups of 3 or 4 and made somebody a team lead. And what I have them do is go and create like a group call. So they'll be in charge of growing the group call, and they'll invite the other 2 or 3 people in. And when you do that, it automatically calls those people. They answer, and it puts a little diagram up on the left side, or not diagram, but a button that says hold. And as long as you don't end the call, you can just keep clicking on the hold button and bounce back and forth kind of simultaneously between the calls. So
very
hold cool. is your friend versus hang up and end the call and redo another one. And for me, it's worked pretty well. And I actually made a little YouTube video on that, so we can put a link to that if somebody wants to see.
Oh, great.
Somebody wants to see a demo for that, because I answered a question out of somebody was asking that same question on Facebook in our Microsoft Teams group. And I took like 5-10 minutes to throw that together. So it's not the most perfect video, but it explains pretty good on how to do that.
Awesome. No, that'd be great. Yeah, there's a user voice out there that says this is officially on the roadmap as a feature. So your solution, which is certainly an appropriate one, it relies on the users to really understand what they're doing. And I know technology owners always want the tech to handle it so the users don't have to have that education.
Speaking of that, that's where a lot of that request is coming from, education. Yep. So. So it is interesting. I think you'll see a lot of features be added to the roadmap because of the work from home and the not so much the work from home, but the educate from home. A lot of requests are coming from teachers on how do we do things and keep students from interacting outside of Teams, kind of
right.
by creating sub teams. And things like that, because there's some privacy concerns there that if they go into other groups with other students that on the school's tenant that might be held liable for that. So some stuff like that. So the breakout rooms, they've all asked for more control over who can present. So and who can, or at least knowledge on who can mute people and that kind of thing. So.
I was talking to a teacher this morning. I was talking to a teacher this morning about it, and they've actually been told after their class meetings are over to go everywhere the class meeting link was posted and delete the link, and then make sure they end the meeting. That way there's no residual chance of people being able to get into it. So it's interesting to see the workarounds that are being put out there while the security teams and the product teams get the product up to shape. There was another one
of the things that were released last week was the end call. And we probably talked about that. So just making sure that the teacher hangs up the call and ends it, as opposed to just letting the meeting stay going on an ongoing basis to end the meeting.
Yeah, they've started doing that with, we talked about Zoom and Taekwondo. Our Taekwondo studio has started ending the calls rather than just leaving. And it's smart. It does kick everyone out. Unfortunately, it kills the community feel of everyone hanging out afterwards, but it is very smart and makes sure that they're not liable for any weird things that might happen. There was another user voice we talked about, and it is official, released, announced this week, I think, publicly, the meeting participants Brady Bunch triangle or square is coming very soon. So we'll link out to that one. I don't think we need to talk about it much. We talked about it last week.
Yeah, the 9 square. Everybody's trying to figure out who gets to be Alice. Like,
that's right. The real question is, can you force someone to be Alice? That's going to be the real one.
Yes. I did see a request that somebody wanted that to be able to break out those people out of teams and then space them around, yep. which I think would just be a bandwidth hog if you tried to do yeah. something like that. That would, I mean, just the way that you have to stream. But
yep.
yes, you're right. It's added to the roadmap. And I think I saw one other thing that we wanted to talk about is NFL teams are not NFL teams, but NFL is going to do their draft through teams.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really curious to see how this is going to work, especially so they'll have, I think the nine squares, I think, will be out by then. Maybe they'll be able to take advantage of that. But it will be very interesting to see how the NFL and Microsoft handle the, you know, the draft camera, the people who are called into the meeting, and then broadcasting it as well, being able to pull all that together. I'll be very curious to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I think every team gets a channel to like keep their stuff, and it'll just be a communication one way between the league and the, so they can keep their communication a little bit separate between the other teams. But that should be interesting to see exactly how that would work.
Yeah, well, because the first round too is broadcast on TV, right?
Yeah.
Traditionally, so that first round is what I'm really more interested in. Yeah, clearly the channel security is, or either private channels or team securities to keep things communicated. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because then, you know, I wonder how or if they're going to use it to link into the interviews by the athletes and stuff like that.
Right. So, yep.
So
it will. And then the last thing that I was, yeah, it will be interesting to watch. It's probably the first year I'll watch most of that first round just because I'm curious how that's going to happen.
Yeah. And that reminds
the other
me,
thing,
I'm going to step on your toes here, Jay. Sorry. But since we're talking professional sports, it's not teams related, but I saw that today. Microsoft made an announcement with the NBA and they're going to start carrying surfaces. So similar
oh, really?
To the coaches. Yeah. Similar to the coaches in the NFL already doing, we should see some more integration with the NBA.
I wonder if in this contract, Microsoft was smart enough to say, you can't just use a Surface to hide an iPad. Like we saw when the NFL first took over that contract.
I hope they got a little bit smarter about it, but who knows?
That'll be cool. That'll be cool. All right. So the last thing on my list, at least, I don't know about yours, is there was I popped up on my feed this morning when I turned my computer on. Google has announced that their tool Meet, Google Meet, not EAT, but EET, is going to get Zoom-like features. So specifically the grid of videos and integration with Gmail, which I thought they say it's good for, you know, government and all this stuff, but I think the one that's really going to get the most out of it is a lot of schools are using Google Classrooms and the Chromebook. And so I think it would be really interesting to see how Meet affects what they're trying to do. And if that very quickly pulls away from some of the bandwidth Zoom has gotten during this work from home, school from home time period.
Yeah, no, that should be interesting to see and how that all gets phased in and rolled out. What I do find interesting is the with the work from home is the amount of you're seeing competition and ramping up like
yes.
at hyper speeds. So if nothing else, the video conferencing and any collaboration tools are going to be, you know, not that they were developing slowly as it was, but they've all been moving along at a fairly good clip of innovation lately, but just the sheer competitiveness has upped it just to taking it to another level. So as end users, it's good. So
yeah, it is really neat as an end user. The pace at which new features are reaching me is awesome. As a seller to the U.S. government, it's really frustrating because the features are reaching me, but they're hitting that firewall as the government and Microsoft are agreeing whether or not the features have the right security and hardening to be able to go on the government networks. So,
I totally get side. That. Well, right, I'm keeping friend. Up with Any... them too. It's like, no, this doesn't do that. Oh, wait, no, it does. What? This release came out. Hey, can I get a preview of that? I do not know.
I will say I've heard that Microsoft has set up a tenant in the commercial space for the Department of Defense, which is really interesting. So I don't want to get into that too much, but just because they know how much restrictions there are, as you need more and more security, they've created that space to assist with the work from home period over the next 3-6 months or so. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. All right. That's it on my side. Do you have anything that you want to talk about today?
No, I think we're good. I think we ran over a 20-minute time allotment, though, that we normally do. So We may have.
But it was a good conversation, Craig. As always, a pleasure to speak with you.
Awesome talking to you, and have a pleasant day, a safe tomorrow, and talk to you next week.
Take care, Craig.
See you later.
I'm waiting for the button to appear. There we go. They need to make the stop button needs to be...